This is Body Mind Exercise 5, Basic Breathing. Ideally, you do this exercise sitting, but you can also do it standing or lying down, or even while you're moving rhythmically. So begin by sitting with your spine easily upright so that you feel stable, light, and balanced. Begin by paying attention to the natural movement of your breath just as it is without interfering. The key thing to remember with the breath is that correct breathing is spontaneous and effortless. It does not require conscious control. The problem, however, is that we've all acquired habit patterns of interfering with our breathing that we don't even know that we're doing. So our aim here is to correct the breathing by removing the layers of habit pattern. This is very different from other approaches where you're trying to actually train yourself to voluntarily control the breath in various ways. So the first step is paying attention to your breathing just the way it is, without trying to control it. Notice where you feel the breath most in your body, whether you feel it in your chest, your abdomen, your back. Notice the speed of your breath, whether it goes in and out pretty fast, whether it's slow, what the pattern is like. Long exhale, short inhale, or the other way around. Is the pattern consistent, or does it change? You may possibly find that as you attend to the breath, it spontaneously begins to slow down a bit and get a little deeper. Pay attention to the exhale. The exhale is really the key to the breath. Do you allow the exhale to go all the way out, or do you cut it short? So you're going to notice towards the end of the exhale, at the end of the exhale, what happens. So you may find that as you pay attention to the end of the exhale, you may find that you had been kind of cutting it short, and that as you pay attention in this way, the exhale is actually able to continue a little bit effortlessly. I'm not suggesting that you push the exhale out. Now, if you find that the exhale is able to get just a little longer, have that sense of continuing to its natural end, then what happens? You may find that the subsequent inhale is naturally a little fuller. Again, we're not talking about trying to take a deeper breath. That just produces tension. But to notice the possibility that as you let go of your exhale more completely, then your body is spontaneously triggered into taking a bigger breath in. And that breath in might feel like it fills the belly rather than the chest. So this is something you very much want to pay attention to, that as you're observing the breathing, does it feel like it's happening more in your chest, or perhaps in the sides of your ribs, or down in your belly, or even in your back? When there's stress and tension, the breath tends to be more up in the chest. When you're able to just very gently encourage the breath to be more in the belly, or even better, in the back of the body, tension and stress tend to melt away. The nervous system moves back towards balance. But you can't force this. You have to approach this with a sense of letting go rather than trying to control. So continue this pattern of following the exhale, waiting at the end of the exhale to notice perhaps a little pause, a little gap at the end of the exhale. Not trying to hold your breath, but just notice whether there's a little natural pause at the end of the exhale, and then the inhale comes, boom, spontaneously. It almost takes you by surprise. When the inhale comes, you don't try to pull it in. The conscious effort to take a deep breath creates tension in the neck and shoulders, so don't do that. It's more like the breath fills up from below. Ideally, you feel like it starts in the lower belly. It fills your lower body, it even fills your lower back. Then it almost feels like it spreads up through the back and sides of your rib cage, with very little movement of your upper chest in front. When it reaches its natural fullness, then it effortlessly turns around and begins to release out again. And again, you pay attention to allowing it to release fully, all the way, not pushing, not resisting, just natural. And again, wait for the inhale. Very important to remember, we're not trying to breathe slowly, we're not trying to breathe deeply, we're not trying to breathe in the belly. What we're doing is we're intending to let go of trying, to let go of effort, to let go of the habitual cutting short of the exhale or the habitual pulling in of the inhale. And we're also intending to feel the breath. So our attention is going to the internal bodily sensations. And these internal bodily sensations are there to bring us information about our inner state, so that if necessary, we can begin to change our inner state. So this practice of attending to internal sensations is very useful, even apart from the specific effect on the breathing pattern. If you tend to get tension in your neck and shoulders, and who doesn't, this practice is particularly useful, because it's really only through getting this nice, full, strong, resilient feeling down in the lower body, that the neck and shoulders feel the security to be able to let go. It's like you can't let go above unless you feel stable and secure below. So in a nutshell, we're letting go of the exhale and we're letting the inhale come. Or in an even smaller nutshell, we're sinking into the space at the end of the exhale. We are allowing the breath to be as it is. Letting go. Letting come. And natural, instinctive rhythm. So you can continue with this for as long as you want. In a certain way, you're not actually doing anything. Your intention here is to undo, to stop interfering, to allow the natural thing to happen all by itself. Now, granted, at first this takes conscious attention. As you gain more experience with this, it will feel more and more effortless. More like being than doing.